Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Joining us on Financial Sense NewsHour today is Matthew Kirchhoff. He's Research Director and an analyst at Dow Theory Letters. And Matt, we see that the NASDAQ right now is stalling under 5,000. It's not quite getting above that 5,000 mark on the day that you and I are speaking. It's March 3rd on a Tuesday. So the question is this an alarming sign with the NASDAQ at 5,000? Last time we hit this level, which was in the year 2000, it didn't stay up at this height for very long and swiftly corrected back down because, of course, we were in the tech bubble. But I take it that you don't think that this is a problem. Tell us why.
Times are a lot different these days than they were 15 years ago. A number of big factors have changed. One of the most prominent ones is companies in the NASDAQ that make up the largest chunk of the NASDAQ now are actually posting solid profits. And these companies are actually being valued based on their earnings and earnings growth. 15 years ago, when tech was coming out of its infancy and these internet companies were first bursting onto the stage, investors really didn't know what to expect. And so they were buying whatever they thought was going to do well in the future. And so they devised a number of metrics. A lot of it had to do with how much attention these websites were getting. And that's how these companies got valued. And so as I discussed in my piece, back 15 years ago when the NASDAQ was above the 5,000 mark, the entire NASDAQ traded at a trailing price to earnings multiple of about 120. And that compares with just over 20 today. So right now, the companies in the NASDAQ are actually providing dividends and returns to their shareholders. And so from a valuation perspective, things are much better off today than back then.
I'm looking at a chart of the PE ratios of the top 10 companies that comprise the NASDAQ from 2000 and then compared to today. And, you know, you look at the year 2000, you had Microsoft, Cisco, Intel, Oracle, Sun Microsystems, Dell, MCI WorldCom, Qualcomm, Yahoo, and Chartered Semi. And I mean, we're looking at PEs 57, 127, 103 for Oracle, Yahoo, which was at 418. And then, yeah, like you said, you know, valuations wise, we're looking at PEs today, Apple's at 15, Google's at 19, Microsoft at 16. The highest one is Amazon, which is at 717, because they don't really have much profits. They're just basically cutting their cost and trying to steal as much market share as they can. But yeah, I think you got a good point. I mean, we are looking at a radically different market. What about some of the other indices? I mean, because we are at record highs with, you know, not just the NASDAQ, but with the S&P and the Dow. We do see that the transports is lagging a bit. What are your thoughts on these other indices?
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.